Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast as we continue our series on mistakes in the marketplace. Right now, it's repairs.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk about the challenges in the consumer mistakes out there in the market today. There's some interesting ones. We talked about being a good planner would help prevent the problems. A lot of people are starting too late without the plan in place. Some are chasing a rate of return solely, and some are forgetting that it has to be a win-win transaction to be successful. For your own interests, you need to get both of you on the same page to some degree. Let's talk a little bit about repairs. It's been fascinating to me, Bob, how in residential, I'm not sure if it's the case in your arena, we work so hard to get the home off the market with a beautiful, clean offer, and then they come up swinging out of the repair due diligence period to try to make up any lost ground they felt they may have overpaid at the time of the offer.
Well, and that frequently occurs in that I have to make an offer before I've seen, for instance, with an apartment complex, I've not seen every unit. In fact, I may not have been able to see any units because they're all occupied, and the seller may say, hey, you don't get to interfere with tenants' private spaces until I see that you're willing to pay a price that I'm willing to accept. So I've, from the curb, tried to figure out how much I should be offering, how much I should pay. Then once I've made an offer that's acceptable to the seller, now I got to try to figure out, what am I buying? How many repairs needed to make this thing in a condition that's habitable for quite a period of time?
See, the condition you just referenced is key to me in my arena and in yours, in that we're not looking for a new construction all over again.
Right.
We're looking for it to be in reasonable condition as we anticipated it based on the age, the opportunity, the pricing.
Exactly.
And what's happening, I've seen, is a couple things. First, repairs are requested that are not repairs that were very obvious at the time of showing, like replace the carpet, for example. Well, you saw the carpet when you viewed, in this case, not yours
right.
necessarily, but if you're looking to buy this house to occupy, you've seen the home, you saw it was in this condition, you offered, and now you're going to come back, and it's backsliding, and it's not a good faith gesture.
Well, and frequently it has to do with the roof. As an example, if you have an inspection of the roof and the inspector comes back stating there's less than 3 years of life remaining in the roof, which is the inspector's opinion, but of course they're professionals, and that's why you've hired a professional to look at it. Do you expect the seller to put on a brand new roof for you, becomes the question.
Right, and would any reasonable buyer do require that as well? I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.